Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something that touches pretty much all of us. Well-being, specifically well-being where we spend, a lot of our time at work. We're going to look at how organizations are trying to actively build healthier environments, not just posting flyers, but really changing things up. And for this deep dive, we've got some really interesting details from a source looking at the Blue Zones project, particularly their approach with employer partnerships.
Exactly. And our goal here really is to unpack the actual concrete things being done and, what are the real benefits? It's about understanding not just what's happening, but digging into why it's so important for employees and for the businesses themselves.
Okay, so let's start with this Blue Zones project. Our source highlights their work, specifically in Fort Worth, where they're partnering directly with employers. Their goal, stated pretty clearly, is empowering employees to be happier, healthier, and more productive. That sounds, ambitious.
It is, but it's grounded. What's key is the mechanism they use something called the Blue Zones Worksite Pledge. This isn't just a vague promise. It pushes for evidence-based actions and lifestyle principles, things actually shown to work.
Evidence-based. Okay.
Yeah, principles drawn from those places around the world, the Blue Zones like Sardinia, Okinawa, where people live incredibly long, healthy lives.
Right, so taking lessons from those places.
Precisely. Things like encouraging natural movement during the day, purpose, plant-slant diet, social connection, but baked into the workplace environment itself.
Ah, so it's about making the healthy choice the easy choice, not just telling people to do it.
That's the core idea. It's environmental design for well-being.
And the source mentions direct benefits for the employers too, right?
Yeah.
Like increased productivity and a potential savings in healthcare costs.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you think, okay, this isn't just feel-good stuff. There's a real bottom line aspect here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And those benefits are crucial. It brings up a bigger question, really. What is the long-term payoff for companies that genuinely invest in this kind of systemic wellness?
Yeah, beyond just lower healthcare premiums, maybe.
Well, think about it. It's likely reduced turnover, people wanting to stay. Saves on hiring, training. Plus, a more engaged workforce often means better quality work, maybe more innovation. It builds a stronger, more attractive company culture overall. It's sort of a positive feedback loop.
Okay, that makes sense. And the source gives a specific example, doesn't it? Friesen Nichols Inc. as an approved work site.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just theoretical. Companies are actually doing it and getting recognized.
Exactly. Having a named example like Friesen Nichols shows it's being implemented. It's validation.
What does being approved likely mean in practice, though? What kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, what's really interesting, I think, is how programs like this shift the focus away from just individual responsibility. It's about the environment. So for a company like that, it could be anything from, say, redesigning break areas to foster connection, making healthy food options more prominent.
Maybe encouraging walking meetings, things like that.
Yes, or even supporting community volunteering to build that sense of purpose we talked about. It's about embedding health into the daily workflow, into the culture itself.
Right, making it part of the system.
Mm-hmm. It really prompts you to think about organizational culture and well-being in a much broader way.
So wrapping this up, the Blue Zones project in Fort Worth seems like a practical roadmap.
Yeah.
It's using evidence, drawing on these longevity hotspots to create workplaces that ideally work better for everyone involved, enhance productivity, potential cost savings. It looks like a win-win.
It really does. And maybe a final thought for you listening. Think about your own workplace. What small evidence-based changes focused on the environment rather than just rules could you spot or maybe even suggest? Knowing there could be these ripple effects on productivity, sure, but also on just general happiness and health for everyone there. Something to consider.